Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 18th of July 2016, and this is the 399th Mole Out Loud podcast. I do hope that you have had a good week whilst I've been away, and that you've enjoyed the silence from this end, but I do hope that you're looking forward to listening again. I'm certainly looking forward to talking to you again. It's been quite interesting and not having the podcasting as part of my daily routine, and in some ways it really anchors me. And I had such a strange week last week. It was almost incommunicado. I hadn't really intended for that to happen. I had intended to be unplugged, which I was, but I hadn't intended not to see people. And part of it was the fact that the cafe was closed in that very same week. So my usual morning being with people didn't happen. Just that half hour of being in a cafe and chatting to people makes a big difference to my day, both in terms of feeling as if I'm part of the world, and also as a way of separating my home. Not separating my home, but changing the feeling I have about when I'm in bed and when I'm up. That's not very well put. It gets me out of bed. So I walk, and then when I come back, I'm in work mode, or I'm in creative mode. I'm in up mode rather than, oh, maybe I shall stay in bed just a little bit longer mode. So it's been really interesting to me to see how much difference that little short burst outside and away at a particular time makes to my day. So that was the first thing that was a bit odd. And then the weather was extraordinarily wild last week. We had gales almost non-stop that were with gusts of well over 100 kilometres an hour at some points, and it was just a constant night and day of kind of wondering whether the roof was going to fall in. So it wasn't the type of weather that one could go walking in, and walking had been a big part of my plan for the week, because, well, you do see people walking, even if it's only four or five people just walking in the opposite direction with their dogs or however, but you just see a couple of people at least. And it's such good thinking time. And again, it is a really good way for me to separate one thing I'm doing from another. So coming in from a walk, I always feel refreshed and ready to go. And those walks, well, they didn't happen because of the weather, but also I hurt my hips, so I was doubly housebound. So it was quite a strange week, and it had been my plan was really to have a week of being able to concentrate on my novel, without Mole Out Loud, without Murmurs of Mole. But as you all know, Murmurs didn't come out until Wednesday, and somehow it had just really bled into my week. And then I really only had a couple of days in which I could do the novel. And at that point, I just gave up and I started reading lots of novels, lots of green penguins. So they're the kind of crime penguins, but I was reading the ones from before the Second World War. So I was reading Marjorie Allingham and Josephine Bell and people like that. And I found myself completely addicted to them. I'd put one down and then pick another up. I have a shelf of them here. And I just completely procrastinated about the novel. So it wasn't very successful in terms of what I had planned. But it was a week that was really different. And I must say that this morning I have come into work with a really kind of sense of freshness. I've just been to the cafe, which was getting a bit crowded, so I felt I had to come back. But I was there for 2 hours with my iPad and have just been writing fairly nonstop, which I will have to do because the In the Flesh Writers Group is meeting this week, and I haven't sent anything out yet. Mind you, nor has anybody else. So I need to write quite a lot now. But it has made me think this, what you plan to do and what actually happens. And I realise that one of the things that I do during my times when I'm not on a sabbatical is shift all the things that I feel I would like to be doing to that week. So although in my mind, or in one of my many minds, I had it dedicated to writing the novel, I had sort of shoved under the carpet the other things that I really wanted to do, like write snail mail letters, declutter, a whole host of other things. And so when it came to the week, apart from writing The Murmurs, I was not focused on the writing of the novel, which makes me think that I need to dedicate other particular times to different tasks. So what I ended up last week having in my mind is half a week of working on Mole and half a week of holiday, but no concerted time on a different project. Anyway, I'm learning. I'm always learning, and I think doing it and then being able to observe it is the best way forward. I have decided not to do A Murmurs of Mole this week, and really to spend that time both with the novel and working out next steps for Murmurs. So I'm delaying putting that back on, and I'm going to be sending out a Morris and Mole a cartoon update with a request to all of you. So that will be coming out, so it won't be a total silence on the murmuring front, but I will not, she says in this strong and determined voice, I am not going to be murmuring this week. I hope whatever you're working on today, that that it is flowing for you, that you feel engaged with it, are enjoying it. And if you're not really working on anything, that you can let yourself enjoy not doing something. And if you've got a little shelf of greenback penguins, maybe it's time to hone into them. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.